This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome to the May 17, 2013 podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. My name is Natalie Pinchem, and I will be reading synopses of some of the articles published today. Topics covered in this week's podcast are the peripheral nerve and vascular disorders. Combined chronic lymphocytic leukemia and prolactinoma, a rare occurrence in a patient presenting with pituitary apoplexy. A case report by Khaled Krisht and colleagues. In this report, the authors describe what, to their knowledge, is the first case of a combined chronic lymphocytic leukemia prolactinoma pituitary lesion presenting with apoplexy. The case involves a 77-year-old man with untreated chronic lymphocytic leukemia who presented with severe headaches, including left facial numbness and dense left eye ophthalmoplegia. Computed tomography and magnetic resonance imaging disclosed a large tumor within an expanded cella, with suprasellar extension and compression of the pituitary stalk and optic chiasm. Mixed areas of isointensity and hyperintensity on T1 and T2 weighted images, consistent with mixed age hemorrhage, were noted. A microscope-assisted transnasal transphenoidal approach was undertaken. Histopathology showed areas of ischemic and necrotic pituitary adenoma with foci of viable tumor alongside acute and chronic hemorrhage. Within the fragments of clotted blood and in the adenoma were islands of small round lymphocytes. Immunohistochemical staining revealed strong immunoreactivity for CD5 and CD20 involving the small lymphocytes, with occasional scattered CD3 positive T cells. The pituitary adenoma cells were positive for prolactin. A diagnosis of intermixed apoplectic pituitary prolactinoma and chronic lymphocytic leukemia was determined. The authors conclude that pituitary adenoma specimens from patients with known chronic lymphocytic leukemia should be examined closely for small lymphoid infiltrate, and, if present, the specimen should be evaluated further to determine if it is neoplastic. Benefit of cone beam computed tomography angiography in acute management of angiographically undetectable ruptured arteriovenous malformations. A clinical article by Jason Rahal and Adele Malik. A challenge of arteriovenous malformations presenting with hemorrhage is that the nidus can be compressed by hematoma, rendering it undetectable by conventional imaging. Cone beam computed tomography angiography, or CBCTA, utilizes the flat panel capability of current digital angiography systems to provide high spatial resolution and contrast sensitivity. These properties endow CBCTA with the potential for detailed definition of vascular anatomy. The current study describes three patients in whom CBCTA was used to precisely identify the underlying angioarchitecture of a ruptured AVM that had not been detected on conventional digital biplane angiography. Each patient underwent surgical hematoma evacuation acutely due to mass effect. In two patients, CBCTA obtained prior to hematoma evacuation allowed for the safe localization and complete resection of the AVM nidus. In the third patient, CBCTA allowed for targeting of the AVM nidus using gamma knife radiosurgery. The authors report that their preliminary experience with cone beam CTA leads them to believe that this novel technique can provide high sensitivity detection of acutely ruptured and compressed AVMs, where other contemporaneous modalities may fail to detect the underlying vascular lesion. Further, they note that CBCTA may also be helpful in the evaluation of cases with intracerebral hemorrhage, where a secondary etiology is suspected. Thank you for listening to the Journal of Neurosurgery. The Journal of Neurosurgery mobile app is now available. You can find it in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Just search for JNSPG to download the app for your mobile device today. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook.